I'm going to ask Macca to come and do the reading. Then we're just going to pray, and then John's going to come and speak to us. Thanks, Macca.
Morning, church. Good morning. So today we're reading from Philippians 1, verse 1 to 11. And it says, Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I'll always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you. Since I have you in my heart, and whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. It's funny when you're reading it, you're feeling inside you. You're like, God, are you talking to me?
Amen. Fantastic verses there, aren't they? One of those verses, my favourite verse, it's he who's begun a good work on you will bring it to completion. I've done youth work for about 900 years, and it feels like that at times, but I've done youth work for many, many years, and I would have given up a long time ago if it wasn't for that verse, because so many of our young people, you see them come through, and then they fall away, but I believe that if God has begun a good work in them, he will bring it to completion, and it's always good, isn't it, when you hear of people coming back to God as well. Let's just pray for John. Yeah. Let's just reach out our hands and Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for John. We just pray now that you would take his words and use them. Lord, speak them to our hearts, Lord, we pray. As Macca just said, may you make things relevant to us. We don't want to just grow fat as Christians. We want to be able to give out as well and make a difference in our lives each and every day. So, Father, we just pray that the words that John speaks will speak to our hearts and our lives, and we might be different because of it. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Trish. Yesterday was quite a special day in lots of different ways, especially for some of the families here. And we had a very special celebration in the afternoon and in the evening for Promise's 18th birthday. Can you hear me? Yeah, excellent. And that was really special. And then after that, I went on to the cathedral last night where we were all gathering churches from right across the city. And it was just so thrilling. It was standing room only. So the cathedral was absolutely packed. I was probably one of about 60 or 70 standing around as well. And it was a tremendous time of worship and prayer and sharing communion together there in the cathedral, right in the heart of the city, of probably about 400 or 500 Christians all coming to worship the Lord together. So that was a tremendous occasion. And some of you were there for that as well. So, you know, God is on the move in this city. And I just really encourage you just to add on to the notices. The Arise Prayer Walking Initiative is coming up in March. And again, the target will be that every street, every road in the city will be prayed for. And it would be really good for us as a church to get fully behind that initiative. There's also going to be some added things this year as well in terms of banners. There's going to be a couple of banners outside our building saying we're praying for you this Easter, with a QR code that we'll link to Together for Sheffield and the website, so that we can pray for people in the city. And so many, many different things going on over these next few months. So do be praying and praying that God continues to impact. And it was just so thrilling. We were away last Sunday at our granddaughter's dedication, and it was thrilling to hear that someone else gave their life to the Lord last Sunday and committed their life to the Lord. So, you know, the Lord may not be quite adding daily, but the Lord is adding weekly. So we pray that the Lord will continue to do his work. Now, I apologize to those of you who may be visitors or very new in the church. Today is our Partnership Sunday. And so you'll be hearing quite a lot about what we are about as a church, what we believe and what we focus on. And on your seats, you will have or may have one of the partnership cards, which has got the partnership declaration on the back. So I want to preach this morning on partnership and our biblical partnership commitments. And after I've preached, we will be welcoming some new partners of Rock Christian Centre. And they'll be coming forward and we'll be giving them the right boot, no, the right hand of fellowship and praying for them as elders, etc. So, but what I want to do really this morning is to try and make clear who should become a partner of the church and who shouldn't, because it isn't for everyone. So partnership is a biblical concept. And in those verses, those tremendous verses that we read, Philippians 1 verse 3, Paul writes to the church in Philippi and he says, I thank my God every time I remember you. Isn't that great? I've actually had the privilege, Trish and myself, of actually going to Philippi, the ruins of Philippi, and just imagining Paul there and Silas, obviously, where they were in the prison. They didn't get treated exactly very well, and yet when he thinks back to the Christians in Philippi, he remembers them with great joy and thanksgiving. And it was obviously the place where Lydia was baptized and others were baptized as well. And I thank my God every time I remember you. In all of my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So God calls us to partner with him and to partner with one another in the work of the gospel. He calls us to be partners. And we have partnership in this church rather than membership. Partners have a joint responsibility to work together for a common purpose, a common aim. Some of you will have heard me say this before, but some of you are members of a gym or a club. You're a member of a gym. Some of you look as though you need to become a member of a gym. Others of you don't. Others of you maybe shouldn't go to a gym, otherwise we might be conducting your funeral sooner than you think. But, you know, if you are a member of a gym or you're a member of a club, you go when you feel like it, don't you? So how many people in the first week of January, you know, will have booked membership for a gym and with that New Year intention, you know, we're going to go every week, you know, and we're going to be going every day or whenever to the gym. And already now you're regretting having paid the membership. So you go when you feel like it, when you're a member of a gym. You expect everything to be laid on for you. So you walk through the doors of the gym and all the machines should be operating. Everything should be laid on for you. All the apparatus would be working. You'd expect the gym and the clubhouse or whatever to be clean and tidy. And what do you do if it's not? You complain. Say, hang on, I've paid my membership fee here. And you know, that machine's not working. And so you complain that it's not working. Because as a member, you are a user of the gym. You don't have any responsibility to help run the place. You've paid your membership. It's up for others to run the place. Well, you know, God doesn't want us to treat the church like that. In fact, the church was never supposed to be a club. The church was never supposed to be somewhere where you come and if it doesn't quite fit your needs, you complain about it and you moan about it. Because the church is actually us all coming together, and we all have a collective responsibility because you and I are the church. I'm no more important member of this church than you are, because we're all the priesthood of all believers. We all are equal in the sight of God, aren't we? And therefore, we all have our part to play in the running and the operation of God's house, of the church. And God wants us to be partners together for Christ in the building of his kingdom, because it's not just about the church. It's certainly not about the building. It's about building the kingdom of God. Amen? So, you know, we should be witnessing and sharing the gospel with people, irrespective of whether they come to Rock Christian Center. You know, we should be able to, you know, go to the cathedral and rejoice. And, you know, if people end up going there, then that's fine. We'll pray for them. No, we'll encourage them, because, you know, we are not competing with one another. We're building the kingdom of God. We're working together to build his church. So what does our partnership declaration actually say? First of all, it says, and if we can have up on the first slide, partnership is for all Christians who would like to commit themselves to partner with Rock Christian Center in the vision and the growth of the church. Becoming a partner involves making the following declaration. I am a committed Christian who has repented of my sin, believed in Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord, and has been born again and filled by the Holy Spirit. And I want to say to you, that is the most important part of partnership. Don't assume that every person who comes to church is a born-again, committed Christian. Many people attend churches because they were brought up to go to church. Others come because they have friends who come, or they enjoy meeting other people and are perhaps a bit lonely. Some come because they fancy someone else who comes to the church. That can be quite a big motivation. That's why my wife started coming to church. But not this church, and it wasn't me either. It was the vicar's son. So she started going to the church because she fancied the vicar's son. She went out with about two or three people who have become vicars since, before she actually married me. So pray for me. Some go to church because they are religious. They like religion. They like sort of all the sort of routines and the ways of doing things and not doing things, etc. But many of those people have actually no personal relationship with Jesus Christ. They may never have repented of their sin. They may never have fully believed in Jesus Christ. They may never have made Jesus Savior and Lord of their lives. They may never have been born again by the Spirit, never been filled or baptized with the Holy Spirit. They may call themselves Christians, but they're not yet born again believers. And so the vital question for each one of us here is, have you been born again by the Holy Spirit? Have you ever asked Jesus into your life? Have you ever committed your life to Jesus? Have you repented of your sins? Have you said sorry to God for the things that you've said, thought, and done that are wrong? Now, do come and see me afterwards if you don't think you've ever said or thought or done anything that's wrong, because I'd be very keen to meet you. Because you're obviously a very holy person. Because, you know, we all say and think and do things that are wrong, don't we? It's scary, some of the evil things that can come into our minds. We may not act on them, but just some of those things that we can entertain, and the things that our thought life and everything else that can come in. You know, we are all sinners. The Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. None of us can reach up to God. None of us can live such a good life that we can climb our way up to God. The wonderful message of Jesus is that Jesus comes right down to where we are. In all the mess, in all the confusion, in all the sinfulness, in all the muck of our lives. And he takes us and he lifts us up and he sets our feet on a rock. The rock of Jesus Christ. It's only through the cross. You know, if you don't know what that song was about the blood applied, If you don't understand what those words are, then ask someone. But if you don't really understand that, then you've not yet really discovered Jesus. You've not come to Jesus in your dependence on him. You know, you've not realized that you're lost and that without Jesus, you cannot be saved. You need Jesus to be saved. For salvation in your life in that sense. So the question is have you repented of your sins? Have you believed in Jesus Christ? Is Jesus Savior and your Savior and Lord? Have you been filled or baptized in the Holy Spirit? You may be a young person. Most of the young person people have gone out this morning. But maybe you've always gone to church with your parents. That does not make you a Christian. You know, I went to church for nearly 20 years. My grandfather was a pastor. It didn't make me a Christian. I went to church. I was full of the Spirit many times when I was a teenager. It wasn't the Holy Spirit. I was having to hold on to the pew in front in order to stay upright because I'd drunk so much the night before. You know, going to church doesn't make you a Christian. I had to ask Jesus into my life. I had to repent of my sin. And there's a lot of it. And I had to make Jesus Christ Lord and Savior of my life. The Bible tells us that every one of us will have to stand before God and give an account of our lives. You know, it won't be any good on that day when you're standing before God to say, I went to Rock Christian Center with my parents or with my friends or whoever it may happen to be. It won't be any good saying, the pastor knew my name. Didn't pronounce it right, but he knew my name. The only important thing will be, is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Is your name graven on Jesus' hands? Did Jesus die on the cross as a substitute to pay the price and the punishment for your sin? Have you asked Jesus to be your substitute? Has Jesus taken your sin, your death, the hell that you deserved upon himself? Have you been born again by the Holy Spirit? And you know, you can ask Jesus into your lives right now if you've never done that. You can ask him to come in today. Don't delay. Today is the day of salvation. And none of us can guarantee tomorrow. And if you've never asked Jesus into your life, if you're not following Jesus, you should not become a partner of Rock Christian Center. That's what I'm getting at. You need to be born again by the Spirit of God. Jesus said, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they're born again by the Holy Spirit. Let's look at the second declaration on our partnership declaration. By becoming a partner of Rock Christian Center, I want to play my part in fulfilling the church's mission statement to be a church for all nations, sharing God's love and truth to all people through the life-transforming message of Jesus. Everything we do as a church should help us to fulfill our mission statement. We are already a church for all nations. Praise God. Just look around. I think we're about 35 different nationalities in the church, on church suite at the present time. Praise God. We welcome people, whatever their race, whatever their nationality, whatever their color, whatever their background, and we must always do that. Amen? Rock Christian Center exists to share God's love and truth to all people. We don't have another agenda. We communicate God's love and truth through the life-transforming message of Jesus. We passionately believe that it is only Jesus who can transform people's lives. And that's why we preach and teach the Word of God. That's why we aim to share the transforming message of Jesus with all people, every person. Whether they're coming to the food bank, whether they're coming to the lighthouse, whether they're coming to the debt center, our aim is to share the life-transforming message of Jesus with people. You know, we're not a holy huddle here as a church, folks. You know, we are reaching out and we need to continue to reach out. You know, Jesus said, go into all the world and share the good news of Jesus. didn't say come to church on a Sunday and enjoy a nice holy huddle together for an hour and a half and then forget about it for the rest of the week. He said, go. And we're reaching out in this church. You know, this year, if we continue at this present rate, we'll be feeding 10,000 people through Food Bank. 10,000 people to be reached with the message of Jesus. That's an opportunity. It's also a challenge, isn't it? What a challenge. How incredible that God has done that through this little tin pot church here in Bungreav. And if you are prepared to wholeheartedly contribute to fulfilling that mission statement, then you should become a partner of Rock Christian Centre. The third declaration is, I desire to become a partner of the vision of the church, to be a growing church, growing out in evangelism and mission, growing together in community, growing up in maturity, and growing larger in numbers. This is the fourfold vision of growth that I've been relaunching at the beginning of this year. You'll be familiar with it if you've been coming over the last few weeks in this new year. And it's based on the description of the first church in Acts 2, verses 42 to 47. And we ask partners to work with us to fulfill this fourfold vision of growth with its associated aims and commitments that we've been going through. The fourth declaration is, as a partner of Rock Christian Centre, I'm committing myself to make every effort to grow and develop a lifestyle that is consistent with the biblical values of the church. By, and it then lists eight specific areas. You see, Christianity is not just about becoming a Christian. Jesus calls us to be his disciples, his followers. He doesn't call us to be his converts. Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, if anyone would follow me, if anyone would be my disciple, they must deny themselves. Don't like that too much, do we? Take up their cross. Well, that sounds even worse. And follow me. But those were Jesus' words. Becoming a Christian is the beginning of an exciting journey of discovery. And it involves self-denial. It involves growth and development. And it involves becoming more like Jesus. You know, every one of us should be desiring to become more like Jesus. It worries me when I meet contented Christians who think they're fine as they are. We should always be growing. We should always be transforming. I often say, you know, I've been a pastor nearly 40 years. I've still got L plates on, folks. I've got so much to learn, so much more that I need to be more like Jesus. You know, if you spend all your time with Christians, you might think you're quite holy. You go out there and mix with other people and you suddenly realize actually there are attitudes and things within our hearts still that God needs to work on. And so we're a work in progress. We won't find perfection until we get to glory. So it's the beginning of an exciting journey. And partnership at Rock Christian Centre is for those who are prepared to make every effort to grow and develop as a Christian. Not every effort to come to church a couple of times a month. Every effort to grow and develop as a Christian, because that's far more important than coming to church, folks. Do you realize that? Far more important to grow and develop as a Christian than come to church. Coming to church is great, and we encourage one another by coming to church. But we need to be growing, each one of us, and developing as a Christian. To live a life that is consistent with what the Bible teaches. That sounds great, doesn't it? That's also a big challenge. A big, big challenge. Jesus said some very inconvenient things, didn't he? There's some things in the Bible I wish Jesus had never said. Because it means I have to change. Because if I'm going to become like Jesus, attitudes and actions and priorities have to change. To live a life that's consistent with the Bible teaches. A life modeled on the teaching example of Jesus. And this final commitment is unpacked in eight statements which are backed up by Bible verses. First of all, living a life of faith and obedience to God's word and becoming more like Jesus in every part of my life. You know, we cannot be a growing Christian if we don't have faith. God's word teaches us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. But it also says that faith without works is dead. So obedience to God's word and becoming more like Jesus in every part of our life is vitally important too. God's word, the Bible, is at the heart of Rock Christian Center. It is why we teach and preach the word of God, not our own ideas, not our own philosophies. We need to be solidly based on the word of God. It worries me enormously when I hear what I would call motivational preaching. And it starts off, it sounds great because it starts off with a Bible verse or two. And then the preacher says whatever they want to say. Some of you have been in churches where it starts off, it doesn't seem to matter what verse it starts off with, it always ends up about giving and how much you need to give more to the church. Or it always ends up with some view of the second coming or whatever that person, the leader or the preacher has got, is really a bit unbalanced about or whatever. We need to be solidly based on the word of God. We need to be preaching and teaching the word of God because it's the word of God that is powerful and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen? So we would need to be word-based on God's words. We need the Holy Spirit. We need to be based on God's word. God's word, the Bible, is at the heart of Rock Christian Center. Partnership is all about living out our Christian faith, obeying God's commands, becoming more like Jesus. And it's a process. We don't instantly become a mature Christian, do we? It's a process. And we can get stuck sometimes on that process. But it's a process. And it's something that we need continually to work towards. None of us is perfect. We will all make mistakes and get things wrong. And that's why it's important to be vulnerable with one another. To pray for one another. Support and encourage one another. You know, life does go up and down, doesn't it? We do face challenges and difficulties and tragedies in our lives. We do wonder sometimes, where's God in all of this? Why has God allowed this to happen? And you know, that's when we need one another. That's why when we need to focus back on God's word. And we need to encourage one another. We will all make mistakes. We will all get things wrong. And we need to give each other a bit of slack. And sometimes we can treat other Christians. And we can end up punishing other Christians for mistakes that remain hidden in our own lives. You know, it's very easy to really blame someone because a sin has been exposed, and yet that is hidden in other people's lives as well. Remember what Jesus said? Do not spend your time trying to get the tiny speck out of the other person's eye when you've got, in actual fact, what he says is a great roof beam. One of these great big roof beams sticking out of your own eye. And all the time, you've got this great big roof beam and you're trying to dig out the speck in someone else's eye. It's not about that. It's about growing and being honest about our mistakes and the things we get wrong and supporting and encouraging one another. To be passionate to be more like Jesus in every area of our lives. Next one is developing intimacy with God by worshiping him in spirit and in truth. Partnership is not just about growing in our understanding of God and his word. It is growing in our relationship with Jesus. Developing intimacy with God through his spirit. Word and worship lie at the heart of Rock Christian Center. Worship is an expression of our relationship and intimacy with God. Isn't it great to worship the Lord in song? Isn't it uplifting? Haven't you been uplifted this morning just by focusing on God and just worshiping him? No, worship is key to this church. And you know, we don't know how good we've got it, folks. Be careful what I say, but you know, it was a jolly good church you went to last week, but I missed the worship back here. You know, there's this presence of the Spirit when we're worshiping. It's just wonderful. It's precious. Let's celebrate that. Let's give thanks to God for that. Let's enter into it. It's really so important. And the question is worship is an expression of our relationship and intimacy with God. So worship is an expression of our relationship and our intimacy with God. And the question is do you have a relationship with Jesus? Is it growing? Are you developing intimacy with God? If you are, you should become a partner of Rock Christian Center. Thirdly, developing a life of prayer. Jesus expected his disciples to pray. He taught them how to pray. And prayer is a vitally important part of Rock Christian Center life. We expect partners to be committed to prayer, to develop a lifestyle of prayer, to pray in all circumstances, wherever they are, whether at home or work. You know, if you are married and you never speak to your spouse, your relationship is not going to be too good, is it? You're never communicating. Communication can be a real problem in marriages, can't it? We can take each other for granted. And, you know, it seems to be more about grunts. Or whatever it may happen to be. But, you know, we will never develop intimacy with God if we never speak with him. And prayer, we have this enormous privilege. Have you tried to contact BT or someone like that in a big company, British Gas? No, cost of living. You phone up, don't you? You're kept on the phone listening to some daft music for about 40 minutes. And eventually, you may get an answer. Well, before you even get to that stage, you've got to press various buttons. You've got to enter your membership number in or whatever it is. And then you might get, eventually, by some miracle, if you press the right buttons, you might actually get a person who speaks to you. Probably won't be in the UK, but they'll speak to you. They normally call me Mr. Watts. Is that Mr. Watts? Watts? Anyway, whatever it may happen to be. And then, you know, you realise that you're just going round and round in circles. There's no way you're ever going to be able to speak to their manager, let alone the head poncho. You're never going to get there, are you? You can write emails or whatever. You know, we have the privilege of opening our mouths and talking directly to the throne room of heaven. No, our prayers aren't hitting the ceiling. They're going straight there. You don't have to go through a secretary. Praise God, we're not, you know, Catholics, we don't have to go through a priest. You don't have to confess your sins to me. I don't want to know. Wouldn't do me any good. You can confess them direct to God. Get them sorted out. At the very HQ. What a privilege. Well, an honor. And you know, not only can we speak directly to God, we can listen. And he can speak directly to us. What a privilege. The King of Kings. The Lord of Lords. Imagine if you could pick up the phone and phone up Charlie, you know, King Charles, and chat to him. You know, we can't, can you? But we can with the King of Kings. Anyway, moving on quickly. So if you're developing a life of prayer, become a partner of Rock Christian Center. Fourthly, seeking the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible commands us to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to keep in step with the Spirit, to live by the Spirit. Do not quench or grieve the Holy Spirit. Eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. The Bible tells us the fruit of Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The work of the Holy Spirit is key to everything we do as a church. And partners of Rock Christian Center should be actively seeking the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. We want more of the Spirit. It's so important. We need to be obeying the commands of the Spirit to be filled. It's in the Greek imperative, present continuous tense. Keep on being filled with the Holy Spirit. Fifthly, pursuing Christ-like maturity and faithful ministry by discovering my gifts and, where possible, serving on at least one RCC team. The Bible tells us that we should not stay as baby Christians, needing to be spoon-fed everything, dependent on others for our spiritual life. The Bible commands us to grow up in our salvation, to become mature. And part of that maturing process is discovering God's will and God's plan and God's purpose for our lives. To discover the gifts that God has given us that can be used to build up the body of Christ, to build up the church. You know, we shouldn't be expecting people, other Christians, to always be serving us, should we? Always looking after me. We need to grow up to be serving others, to find out what we can do to help others, to contribute towards the building of Jesus' church and his kingdom. And we expect all partners of Rock Christian Center to be actively contributing to the ministry of the church. That's what being a partner involves, to be serving one another, to be serving the needs of the community. And we want every partner to be actively serving on one of the many teams in the church. And there are loads and loads of teams. And we're always needing more people. And you'll see that we have put in the phrase, where possible. Because some partners will not be able to serve on a team due to age or disability or looking after small children or many of you on shift work, etc. However, we still expect all partners to be praying for others and caring for the people around them. And then sixthly, demonstrating the love of God to others, welcoming newcomers, encouraging fellow believers, supporting leaders, and building meaningful relationships through regular attendance, circumstances permitting, at Sunday services and a growth group, it should be, not a growth community. You know, the command to love one another is repeated multiple times in the New Testament. And true love for others will be demonstrated in our actions and our reactions to others. And Jesus calls us to love one another deeply from the heart. A genuine love for one another. And that will show in our actions. It will show in our attitudes towards others. You know, you cannot build meaningful relationships with others if you only attend church occasionally. And so we ask Rock Christian Center partners to make attending church services and a growth group a priority in their lives. You know, it's so important that we are welcoming people, that we are spending time with people. I mean, it's great that Trish, I don't know what's happened to my mic, but it was great. Should be on. Is it okay? Okay. It was great that Trish, you know, was encouraging us to speak to people you don't know. It's amazing. You go to some churches. I went to a church about 10 years ago, a really good church here in Sheffield. I wasn't speaking. I just went. I wasn't on duty here on a Sunday. And I drink black tea. And black tea is very, very hot. And I got back a mug of black tea, and everyone at the end of the service stood in their circles talking to their friends. You know, I've never read a notice board and all the leaflets that were on the table so much in all my life. Now, I'm an extrovert. I can go and talk to anyone, but when people are actually just standing in a circle talking to one another, you feel completely isolated. You feel completely unwelcomed. You know, it's so important that we look out for those who are on their own, that we look out for new people and that they feel welcomed, because this is our family, isn't it? And it's so important that everyone feels part of that family. Let's move on quickly because time's going and my wife is frowning at me. Lord preserve me this afternoon. She's doing a session on dealing with difficult people. It comes from the experience of living with me. Becoming a good steward and generous giver, where possible, tithing 10% of my income to Rock Christian Center. The Bible teaches the principle of generous, joyful giving. It's more blessed to give than receive. Do you realize that? Do you believe it? God loves a cheerful giver, or joyful giver. The Old Testament teaches the principle of tithes and offerings, and tithing is usually 10% of our income with offerings on top. And we as a church here do not preach a prosperity gospel, praise God. We don't demand, we don't pressurize people about money or giving. I hate doing that. But we do believe that God blesses those who give generously. Amen? And we do believe that we need to be contributing to the work of the church. It's no good worshipping and claiming great faith in God if you're failing to trust him with your finances. You know, we can claim whatever we like, but if we don't trust him with our finances, there's something wrong. Put your trust and faith in God. He will supply your need. God is no man's debtor. Praise God. We've proved that, Trish and myself, over all these years. It's utterly incredible. You cannot outgive God. The more you give God, the more he gives you back, to the point where it's almost embarrassing, praise God. But don't give in order to get back, because it doesn't work like that. Don't expect God's blessing on your finances and your prosperity and your possessions if you're holding onto your money for yourself and your wants. The danger is that we can end up disobeying God and we end up robbing God and we rob his church of what is rightfully his. So God is faithful to his promises. He blesses obedience. He blesses good stewardship. He blesses generosity. And we expect partners of Rock Christian Center to be tithing their income to the church where possible. We're aware that many of our members are sending a substantial amount of money back home to support wider family or churches even, and ministries back home. We understand that. But we still need to give to serve and honor the Lord as well. And we need that giving as a church to fulfill all that God has called us to. And then eighthly, growing as a contagious Christian, sharing Jesus with others and inviting people to Rock Christian Center services and events. So Jesus' Great Commission, I mentioned it earlier, is go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And so we expect partners of Rock Christian Center to be actively sharing the good news of Jesus with their family, with their friends, with their workmates, with their neighbors, with all around us. And I was recently speaking on that as we were talking about growing out in evangelism mission. So I won't go on any more about that. So in summary, hopefully that has helped you this morning understand what partnership of Rock Christian Center is all about. We're not desperate for people to become partners. It's not about that. Partnership itself is not the all important. The most important thing is you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. Partnership, no, you can tear it up. That's fine. There's not a problem. We're far more desperate that people are truly born again. Amen. People are truly wanting to grow and mature in their faith. People are wanting to become disciples of Jesus Christ, devoted to Jesus in every area of their lives. Becoming a partner of Rock Christian Center is a serious commitment. And we don't want you to become a partner of Rock Christian Center and then, in a few weeks' time, disappear somewhere else. You know, it's actually making a commitment saying, yeah, I'm in this family, and I want to be part of this family, and I want to contribute to being part of this family. And that's really important. So what I'm saying to you is only come forward in a few moments to become partners if you're ready to make this commitment today, because it's a serious commitment. It's a big commitment that we're making. If you do come forward, one of the elders will give you the right hand of fellowship or partnership, shake you by the hand, welcome you as a partner, and just pray God's blessing on you. We've got some alternative entertainment. Wonderful. So we're going to do that in a moment. Let's all stand up for a moment, because you've been sitting for a long time.